guys, oh my gosh, I've missed everyone, like for real. I've missed recording, I missed people reaching out to me to say today's podcast was amazing. I've just really missed everything about recording, but I'm back and I'm better, yeah. So today's episode is going to really be exciting. I mean, we're going to be talking about something very interesting, so just relax and, you know, fix your AirPods well, fix your earpiece well, increase the volume if you're not wearing your headphones, basically, and let's just get into the podcast for today. Today on my podcast, I have an amazing guest. I'll be talking about a very interesting topic. I'm sure like a lot of you have been waiting for me to talk about Valentine and the whole Valentine whatever, everything that happened on February 14th. I was actually supposed to, you know, drop a podcast before Valentine, but you know, stuff happened and all of that. But yeah, so we're basically back to the reality of life after Valentine, and we'll just be gisting about all of the bands and everything from basically on February 14th. So let me allow my guest to introduce himself. His name is Yome.
All right, my name is Yome. Everybody knows me as Yome, but I'm also Smirk Wave. I'm a producer and songwriter. Smirk Wave, all right.
The next big thing. I Arise doesn't need to do intro. All right. You know, you guys already know Arise. He's the... I don't even know what to say about the boy. Whatever. Arise, just say hi. Just say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
So, you can do let better me now. Ask you guys, first. Yume, how was February 14th for you? Did you go out? Did you do anything? How was that day? Did you spend it with anybody?
February 14th was just a Sunday to me, man. I don't get time for all those things right now. So it was just a normal Sunday. I went to church, I came back, I just slept, man.
But then, if you had someone, yeah, like if you were in a relationship and had a girlfriend, would you have celebrated Valentine?
I guess it's hard to imagine when I don't have a girlfriend. But if I do have a girlfriend, I suppose that it would just be a time for both of us. I won't be thinking about spending too much money. I'll just think about how me and her can just have like the best time, whether it's more involved or just talking or getting, it just be a different day. It'd be a special day where we just remind each other that let's just love each other harder today, you know.
But basically, I mean, you're saying love each other harder. I mean, you guys should be able to love each other harder every single day and every single time,
every single day. Yeah, so basically that's my own take on February 14th. I feel like I'm the kind of guy who I can just buy you gifts randomly. All right. If I'm very impressed with my girlfriend, I can just randomly buy her gifts or randomly take her out, you know, on any day of the year. It could be 5 times in a week, you know, but it depends on how I feel. But I feel like February 14th, just because it's Valentine's Day and we just want to go with the trend, I'll just decide that, yeah, let's be deliberate about our love, that kind of thing. Just for today, I see, you know, I just see the fun in it, basically.
Okay. Arise, what about you? I know Arise has one babe. So please, where did you go to?
Wait, I didn't go nowhere. I just took my parents
you,
out.
You just took your way.
Oh, wow.
You just took your friends out.
I took my parents out.
I took my parents out. But Arise, you actually told me that you were going, your girl is coming to pick you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Arise, please don't talk about life. On live podcast, to you know,
see me, you will not cause problem for me and my girl, please. Shit. We like to be low key.
Okay, you are the low key lifestyle, but
so are we there? That means they did something, but he doesn't want to talk about it. He just wants us to know,
I don't know what you're that he took his spirit.
All right. Okay, so like, all right, cool. What does February 14 mean to you? Like, just tell us something about Valentine, since you want to be so secretive about your relationship and private life.
Okay. Well, February 14 is I don't believe in like public display, but I feel it's the time you should make your partner feel special. Like, the day connotes like, we should, as this guy said, deliberate about their love. But I feel it should be every day. But on February 14th, it should be like extra special. Like,
it should be iconic.
Maybe she's been talking about something. Like, yeah, do you know what would be mad? Saying something like this. You should surprise her and then take her to see it, to buy or get it for her. Just something, just a day that you show her that, okay, see, I know what you like. I know you and your mind. Exactly.
Okay, Madu.
Word. Word.
So yeah, all to right. me, but a lot of people actually were just saying, I never see this patch rider never call me, can you call? Today go just day. I just day on my bed. But do you know the perspective I want everybody to see and just sit down and just think about this thing? You did not buy any gift for anybody. So why are you expecting a gift?
Exactly.
Basically, she didn't even expect at all.
You're not supposed to.
Expectations is what brings heartbreaks.
Exactly. So. Just imagine. I plan to gift you, yeah? People who are in a relationship or were friends, and I'm like, you may let's celebrate Valentine. I obviously would send you gifts, and likewise, you do understand.
Right.
If people wanted to even act smart and, you know, collect a lot of gifts this Valentine, do you know what you'd have done? Anybody that's listening to me, and in case of next year, you just use your brain and use this format. On February 11th, on February 13th, you send out the gift to that person. So just send out the gifts, because you know most people were like, ha, if I send her gifts, she send me gifts. Will I receive anything? You be the first person to make that move. Then see if the person will not retaliate by sending a gift. To be very honest, because I really don't know why everybody was saying God when me too I go receive it. It's normal. So what were you expecting?
But I'm of the opinion that if you have to think of sending someone a gift, like, hey, would this person send me back? You shouldn't even be sending the person a gift at all.
Because if you're not sure
the person is going to send you a gift, why are you talking to the person?
And
why
are you thinking of sending the person a gift? Do you know another thing is that, as in, why are we prioritizing on the whole gifts? There are like other ways to show affections and show love apart from giving gifts. I mean, although, yeah, it depends on your partner or whoever you're in a relationship with. Their love language. I mean, if my love language is quality time, why can't you just come over to my place or we'll meet at your house or something and just calm down.
One thing I'll say,
guys, just spend time together and all of that. I swear, because some people don't like the whole gift thing. Some people are not bothered if you give them gifts or not. And that's just that's because like probably they have another way that they like to be shown love. They're probably physical touch. She understands. Adult gifts.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Yeah, well, basically, I feel like social media is on this controlling everything, because everyone just feels like if people are talking about gifts, then me too, I should be talking about gifts. But really, love, and you are saying if you're giving someone a gift on February 13th and this and that, I feel like if you're really loving someone, you shouldn't be thinking about what you're getting back. This should be all about what you can give.
Exactly.
Do you understand? It should be all about what you can give. Once you start to expect something back,
yeah,
then you're just creating anxiety for yourself. Because when you don't get back, you feel like, I just wasted this money. Because now everybody's thinking about money at the same time. So you start feeling regretful. I wasted money on this person, and this person doesn't love me as much as I love them because I got them a gift. What if this person is going through some, you know, issues? Or what if he's interested in someone else and has already spent money on that person? You're just there catching your own cruise because social media says gift, gift, gift. No, I just feel like that day is one of the days you should just block your mind from social media and do what you normally would do, what you're led to do with your partner. Like, fuck social media, just be on your own with that person and enjoy the love the way you guys understand. Like you said, love language. That's what I think. Yeah, so it's just social media that's behind, you know, everybody just feeling like that's the rule that they have to comply with. And if I don't get a gift, that means I'm not special, you know. So it's social media for me.
People that, you know, receive gifts and nobody knew that they actually received gifts because they are not social media people.
You get, because they didn't post it.
Yes, now. They don't give that one gifts to, or she not enjoy her day.
Imagine.
She get that type of thing. I swear, social media.
Yeah.
Social media is steady controlling like a lot of people's lives.
Especially that Twitter.
Why are you
saying
Twitter?
Oh man, I hate Twitter. I hate Twitter. That place is too. It's a terrible place.
Nah, I love Twitter.
Nah, where all the worst is there. All the worst is out there.
You have to leave Twitter, please. I love that place.
No. I can't stand it, man. Very toxic, man.
Twitter is even better. Yeah, because you can't.
Nah, it's worse for me because. Twitter, you could have like conversations and shit, but IG, just people that want you to feel a particular perspective of their life.
Yeah, like, true. Yeah, everyone just Instagram might be fake.
Instagram is fake.
Yeah. IG is like the fakest.
Yeah, it's true. But at the same time, Twitter is just a place where people just come and express their stupidity. They just open their mouth and just type anything. Do you understand? And you just have to read. Do you get it? It doesn't make sense. I'd rather not hear you speak and just see your pictures or your videos than hear you just talk trash and
ruin my day. Say some things and then like don't reflect on them and just see it from their own perspective and don't even look at it from other angles. And it's just out. Yeah. And I mean, like, you know how Twitter is in few years, like, you've grown and you're now wiser. And you imagine, like,
You see all the nonsense you've been saying all these years ago.
You go delete it now.
Yeah, I say, you go delete like, yourself.
One day, and then the people now start bringing back your old tweets. Like, is this you? Did you say things that
Those Twitter guys, it's bloody text.
How do people just scroll back down and go and find your old tweet?
Don't worry,
it's very important. They found people. You must have to pay.
It's creepy.
You must have to pay for it. Yeah, but it's just what it has to be. You cannot just say stupid shit and get away with it. I feel like that's what Twitter does. People just feel like they can just say anything. So yeah, if you can bring it back and rub it in your faces, then why not? That's my take. I said
there's this guy on Twitter that his babe was saying she cheated on him in a cab. Someone posted it on Twitter. They found the guy, told the guy broke up his girlfriend.
That guy.
I said you are stupid. You guys are killing me. Like, how did they find him? Like, how?
That's just crazy. By me, yeah. Like, that's a really chill thing, though. Because, I mean, why are you cheating on somebody?
No, like, what I mean is toxic. How did they find him?
Somebody went over there.
Why are you so... That's busybody. Like, you are in no way related to this person, so why go and...
He's just trying to be your brother's keeper, dog.
Yeah, watch out for him.
So yeah, even like there are a lot of people like complaining about Bobrisky. And I will say funny enough, did not see. Did you see Bobrisky?
I didn't.
Are we there to did not see Bobrisky's gifts? Okay, Bobrisky,
I'm not following you.
Just us.
Okay, so she received a box of money. And everybody's just like, man, even a shim is collecting money.
Oh, forget about that.
Who am I not to collect anything? Because I know a whole lot of people that were feeling so intimidated. I'm feeling less of themselves.
Why are you feeling intimidated?
It's social media, man. It's all the things they're just seeing, and they're wishing they had.
This type it's just of it. Person, yeah. I feel like you'd have just logged out your account, or you'd have just kept to yourself and probably come online. Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, people's bar gifts are still trending up to now, yeah. I feel like they've just come.
Yes, now.
Probably, like, Thursday or next week, Saturday, you get to just calm down. If you cannot take it, because why are you feeling frustrated and feeling less of yourself because nobody gave you bar gifts? And you know how for the people that were actually saying that, oh my God, wearing this one. First of all, you don't even have a potential partner. You are single, fam. You don't have a potential partner. You are in talking stage with someone. You are driving everybody away from you. And then you're expecting a gift. Who are you expecting gifts from? Exactly. So half of everybody that was saying, God, when this patriot never called me, blah, 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 blah. Most of it is literally your fault because you had the whole year, you had the whole 2020, and you know, to have somebody and oh, and you missed the opportunity. Even if some people are like taking breaks from relationship, I mean, like, why would you still say God went for what? You help yourself first.
Did you not say Godwin?
Yeah, I didn't say Godwin.
You sure?
Nah, I didn't.
For me, I was wishing on the low.
I didn't do that. I'm not in a relationship yet. To get. Okay. And I'm just on my own. Should I say I'm in talking stage? I wouldn't say I'm really in a talking stage with anybody. But then, sha. Did they just? I really feel like I enjoyed my day because I just stayed home. You know how Lagos is now, guy. You can't even say you want. Mm-hmm. I stayed Abule by year, and it was mm-hmm. Sunday. I mean, all of us went to church. Church closed around 1, around 12, 1 and all. And then, you know how you get tired after coming back from church and all of that. So I was just basically weak. I'm like, I even had picnics and, you know, people, like, 3 other people invited me to come to a party. I'm like, oh no. And it's on the island. You can imagine the stress, traffic, plus places were just...
Traffic, man. Guy, that's one thing you have to think about. Because that place, all the roads would be like, everyone's just trying to go out there. Shall I?
Crowded.
It would just discourage you.
They were so crowded up. I mean, like, see videos of ShopRite, see plenty places. How you have fun when you are just sitting and the whole world is literally watching you and doing. I'm just like, the home is the best place to be.
Man.
So I just literally stayed home and watched the movies at bed. And the day ended. The day ended really fast, I swear. I was so happy. I'm like, hey, let today just do our goal. But I really did not feel oppressed, and I don't feel like anybody should have felt oppressed by anybody's post or anything. Because we're basically just in our 20s. I mean, my 20s, you're in your 20s, so we still have a lot of Valentine's to celebrate. I mean, we're still all chasing the bag. Yeah.
Exactly. That's where everybody's mind is on right now. I think everybody's thinking about money.
We have a lot of Valentine's to spend with our partners and spend really big. Not spend in one hotel room. I mean, like, spend, like have a whole 1 week holiday. Yeah, let's just be patient, literally. We'll have our own time to ball out.
This year's not the year.
I swear.
this year was not the year for Valentine's. We're just recovering from a pandemic. So everybody's calculating.
And I mean, even if we're just recovering, I mean, like, everybody, I thought everybody agreed that there's no money anywhere. So I mean,
what you get?
I swear, this Nigerians can lie, hold on. Because maybe all the money comes from, I mean, you people were really saving in the pandemic just to come and show up on Valentine's.
Valentine's Day,
because they were cards.
No, everybody has tear now.
You know all of those cake trees stuff. People received a lot of gifts too. I swear. Shout out to Nigeria.
If I'd known, I would have just tried. How did the females fare this time? I beg. I hope it's not boxers that they're doing.
No. Like, guys really turned up for this year. Because, I mean, you know how everybody has been saying Valentine's since. Yeah? So, I feel like this year was really huge, too. This year was definitely huge. We had a lot of cars, a lot of Range Rovers. There were not even so many engagements and proposals and all of that. But then the gifts were much here. The internet was, you know, boom, boom. With gifts from here, with surprise. Dispatch rider, don't call me. I mean, this actually, some people are really funny. I mean, you'll say dispatch rider never call me. They'll not be like, I'll be called. They'll come and show their gifts.
I don't feel
anybody's gifts actually beat Lori Harvey's gifts.
What did she get?
So Michael Jordan gave her stocks in Hermes. And then they spent their day in an aquarium. He rented it for them. You can imagine. My own is this.
That's levels, man.
See, this girl is on another level of Omo. I swear, she's Omo. I need that soap. I really need that soap because guys, stocks is a whole lot, guy. When I saw it, I'm like, oh my god, this is really big. This is huge. This is mad. Oh. This is literally mad. Oh. I swear. You really tried. I mean, and Lori is like, maybe no Nigerian gets even compared to Lori because she has really passed everybody's level. She really passed everybody's level this time, as in. The gift was massive. Michael B. Jordan is the boyfriend of the
MVP,
as he's the real MVP.
That's the MVP.
You missed fucking stocks, fam. Stop.
Man, that's levels, man. That's levels to everything. It's like,
I cannot imagine.
That's the thing. Like, if you want to do Valentine and do it the serious, you have to show out. You have to go all out. You have to show up. You cannot just do something,
Cardi B. Big ups to him, man. I mean, Cardi B was saying that if your man gives you a flower, you should give him a grass.
Give grass.
But I mean, like, you know, can you explain what she meant? Like, if he should buy you, like, what's the biggest car brand? Yume, what's the biggest car brand?
Ask Arise, please.
Arise is not here. Literally.
Oh, okay.
Shah, just imagine, like,
okay. Let's just say Rolls Royce.
Your man buying you like biggest car, yeah, and then you buy him like the third after that one, that's what she meant, and she came on to explain that, like, straight up, not like you should give to your man grass, choo-choo. She was trying to explain, because I mean, Cardi B are upset, they buy each other massive
even in the midst of all your controversy, you're still
they're like two people. Yeah. I feel like they are really in love with each other, because imagine like breaking up and getting back together, and then I can remember she wanted to divorce, and you know.
Well, I feel like for one reason, the two of them are hugely attracted to themselves, and so and then they have a kid together, so they just have to be a family for, you know. So I think it's deeper than just there's a lot of love in there. The breakup and all this one is just I don't see it as anything.
And although like Oscar has baby,
the child is already a star, man.
Like, I think Oscar has two baby mamas or just one baby mama, but he has other children.
But that we don't really know about.
No, he shows them off. Like they even stay with them in their house, like him and Cardi B. That's really huge though. I mean, Cardi B
well, I think what she was saying
before her, before her, so you just have to embrace it.
And I guess what she was saying was that whatever your man gets you, you shouldn't spend as much as your man is spending you. That's what she was basically saying. Like spend like half of what he's spending.
In our own opinion, she feels like Valentine's is basically for the woman, as in showing love to the woman.
That's a perspective.
Celebrate men some days, though. I swear, because they have like only one Father's Day, and women have like four, five,
like six. I thought it was like six.
Mother's Day,
okay. Oh.
Like every 2-3 months, you know, like.
Bro, last year there was like seven Mother's Day.
Women are actually very special. I mean. Because I feel like
basically a woman should be appreciated like almost every day of the year, but like Valentine's Day should, even if at least let it be equal at the worst, let there be like a mutual something, not that the guy will come again and like, girls get all the treats all the time. Girls get all the treats all the time, so I feel like Valentine's Day should be like a day where at least they can call it even. I say both sides, you know, did their parts and stuff. Not that, you know, you feminists, you always take everything to the next level. So, well, Cardi B definitely is. And when she made that tweet, a lot of girls were, you know, all girls were hyped. Yeah, they were hyped about it. So, well, it's just these feminist things. They just come and ruin everything. Like, Valentine's Day should be a day where equal party just show equal love. Like, you guys should feel like it's coming from both ends. You know, it should never be one sided. Everything should never be one sided.
That's just it, man. Yeah. If it's one sided, I mean, your power will start being somehow in the end, even if it doesn't show like at the beginning, but it'll definitely feel somehow.
Yeah, if I feel like if you're in a relationship with someone who does the most, it should put some kind of pressure on you to also like try and match up. It might not be in exactly what the partner is doing, maybe in your own way you would double up. So like it should really be a thing of sharing more than benefiting. You know, one side is just benefiting, and it should just be a time where two people share love and they'll both feel it equally. But I'm sure as hell that girls go more pissed than guys. Definitely. So and the gap is too mad. It's too mad, I'm so sure. So it's unfair.
It's unfair.
But it's life.
We move. Ladies, learn to give to your men, man. Just learn to give them more. I swear, because some of these things actually usually bust you guys' head. Like, oh, it's so thoughtful of you to like gift me and all of that. So that's it basically. So you know, we're just back to the reality of life, as in life goes on. Valentine don't finish.
How many heartbreaks did we count this year?
Our And you know,
I even saw one guy proposing in ShopRite. I saw someone, I saw a video proposing, a guy proposing in ShopRite. Like, on that very day, like, the girl not even green. She was just like, are you mad?
See, I was like, all of those guy. Proposals in the malls and all of
like malls, places that you find like literally every caliber of people. It doesn't make sense.
Do your prayer. It
doesn't make sense.
And,
yeah, I feel, you know,
be with family, stay in a house, not you come to mall, go to. I saw the one of markets too.
Markets, yeah, that one really pissed me off, but it was funny, man. Because what was the guy thinking? Like, I feel like that's if you do that kind of thing to your girl, it means that she don't respect. Like, it's not even, it's too bad. It's unacceptable. It's like, unacceptable. I was embarrassed for the guy in the market.
Some men.
He had to be a joke.
I don't know. And sometimes, you know, all of this internet thing, probably it was just, I don't even know. You must have been a joke, because why would you be doing that? Are you not embarrassed yourself?
He was on his knees for like 15 minutes ago. Well, that was not a joke. Oh. That guy just demented.
Guy.
Bruh. Nah,
is there even fine markets? Is any market fine?
Babes, they don't too, man. Girls, they don't too. As in, I see some girls that, you know, propose to their guys even in that same shop, right? It was, you know, like 2 years ago. Ew. Those kind of things are trending. Madden. So, I swear, I guess not. Females were proposing. That was when the real crew started, I think. Like,
wow.
Like, it was all those PDA
proposals and stuff in Nigeria, I think. It was really chilled. Like, when people were proposing in the mall, and it was really chilled. Like, oh. I remember when people said that, but now, please. I feel like now it's bad, because most of them don't say yes.
Yes, they don't say yes, most of them. And the ones that say yes, I can't understand. Well, anyway, everybody with their own love. It's not my fault to be judged.
People around you now be saying, say yes.
Stupid pressure.
One funny thing is that, you know, like, the guys are able to talk it through with the girl, and he does boom. Come out proposed.
You can't talk it through now. It's a surprise now. You're supposed to
have talked about marriage and, you know, like, proposing. People talk about these things, you may. Because what if I'm not ready?
Well,
might not be ready. So you have to, actually talk about the whole thing with your partner.
At least give heads up. Yeah.
You can just pop it.
I think, but even at that, even if you talk about it and say, like, you just give her the idea, why should you do it in the mall or in the market? Like, it doesn't excuse anything.
Market.
So,
mall is even better, yeah? Market is the worst, fam.
Like, if you plan on proposing and you haven't even told your partner about it, you haven't given a heads up, if you propose in a place like Dubai now, you have more chances of getting her to say yes than no, or embarrassing yourself. So I guess that's like the major thing you should plan, the location, not just heads up. Me, I don't think I'll give my own man heads up, but I'll know.
Obviously,
all right, from the signs. You will know when it's, yeah. So, you know, I won't like to make my own obvious and just, you know, I was like literally surprised that she can faint, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Do you know, like,
that's it.
As one sweet proposal is just like waking up to meet the ring on your finger.
That one is forceful agreement.
As in, what have you seen? No,
that one is forceful.
Oh my god,
what if she doesn't want, what if she has someone else in mind? You just, nah,
oh my god,
nah, man.
Oh my god.
It's better you don't put the ring at all and get no than. The ring is in her finger and she's saying, you know,
like, I mean, those ones that keep their whatever rings on their finger, yeah, I'm sure, like, they already know there are so many heads up that this person may end up with.
Yeah, you feel the vibe and everything.
Yeah, like, the guy is just boom, today I'm doing it, today, tomorrow she's just going to wake up and see the ring on her finger, and you know.
I don't comply.
No, but
I don't agree.
You have more chance to ring, like, diamond and all this stuff. So So
I was saying, yeah, fool. Yeah.
What is the truth now? How would you want to propose to someone without telling the person? Then maybe you put like just silver on her hand. If she makes up to a diamond ring on her hand, how is she going to pull it? She first think of it. It's actually
like
nice.
Yeah. She might want to keep it, though, but she might not want to say yes. That's another perspective. So, well, yeah, that one is actually, well, it's from that perspective, it's not that bad. But I rather be, I'd like to hear yes first of all before I put it, because that ring might worth a lot. And if she's not ready, I'm gonna find who'll be ready.
You may have been. All right, thank you guys for coming through today. You may thank you so much.
Anytime.
I enjoyed it
too.
Thank you.
On that love note. On that love note, I'd like to say something. On that love note, I'm dropping a song shortly, and it's about the girl that should have been my vow. Alright, so yeah, I'm singing about her. And it's gonna be like my first single.
Wait, it's not fictional, like it's actually a girl that was meant to be your vow.
It's a real life story. Yeah, people who listen to the song though, people who knew me. They will understand. It's a real song.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so it's a yay shot.
I can't wait to hear it though. When is it going to come out?
No problem. In a few days. But I'm hoping it'll be this month. Yeah.
Really nice. I can't wait to hear it though. I hope it's someone. Is it someone I know?
I don't know if you know her, but you should know her. If you knew me in like 100 level, 200 level, you know her.
Oh my days!
Yeah, so
I'll probably figure it out and investigate properly.
Okay, let's see what you come up with.
Alright, so thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Alright,
bye.
Alright, love you guys.
Love you all. And I hope everyone had a great day that day. But this the rest of the year, let's just try and show love more deliberately. Like every day. Let us not just say until February 14 next year. Let's try and show love without comparing to other people. Let's just do it from our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice one. Thank you, man.
Bless up.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Bye.